Job chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things, miserable comforters are you all. Shall vain words have an end? Or what emboldens you that you answer? I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's place, I could heap up words against you, and shake my head at you. But I would encourage you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should comfort your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not comforted. And though I refrain from speaking, what am I eased? But now he has made me weary, you have made desolate all my company. And you have filled me with anger, which is a witness against me, and my leanness rising up in me bears witness to my face. He who hates me tears me in his anger, he gnashes upon me with his teeth, my enemy sharpens his eyes upon me. They have opened their mouth wide against me. They have reproachfully slapped my cheek, they have gathered themselves together against me. God has delivered me to the ungodly, and turned me over into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he has broken me apart. He has also taken me by my neck, and shaken me to pieces, and set me up for his mark. His archers encircle me all around, he cuts my inward parts in pieces, and does not spare, he pours out my gall upon the ground. He wounds me with wound upon wound, he runs upon me like a giant. I have sewn sackcloth upon my skin, and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is foul with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Not for any injustice in my hands, also my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let my cry have no place. Also now, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. My friends scorn me. But my eye pours out tears to God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleads for his neighbor. When a few years have come, then I shall go the way where I shall not return.